This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with an update on the Christmas week blizzard, which will no doubt have a tremendous impact on the cattle industry for many weeks to come. Big snows, whiteout conditions, power outages, and 40 to 80 mile per hour winds never died down for 2 days. We have big snow drifts and lots of roads closed. This was a well-predicted storm, so feedlots and cattle people were prepared as much as possible, and the incoming cattle always have the worst scenario for these types of conditions. However, the holiday period and the end of the year curtailed movement of feeder cattle, and the feedlots stopped inbound cattle when possible. They did not want cattle stuck in trucks or arriving during this type of conditions. A wet snow and rain mix usually has more impact than dry snow, but the previous storms created a very tough conditions ahead of this event in the feedlots. These 2 days of terrible wind chills and blowing snow really will have a big impact. And the cattle always lose weight during bad storms and can have impact for weeks and even months following a series of storms. It's hard for cattle to regain weight and recover totally. The worst conditions were south and west of Amarillo. Frioana and the Clovis area had over 20 inches of snow in some areas, and drifts were 8 to 10 foot deep, along with drifts over the top of garages. We didn't get quite as bad with the snow on the northern part of the panhandle in west Kansas or Nebraska, but still the wind chills have some big impact. And the testimony or check on this event will be the weights. The Texas average live weight, which is cattle harvested from the packing plants from the panhandle of Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and southern Kansas, the previous storms dropped the weights almost 40 pounds since the middle of November ahead of these recent storms. So we'll really have a good measure as time goes on. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas.